Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. It is a Seattle World Cup matchup inspired. Bad Choice Friday is Iran and Egypt to get underway tonight at 8 at Seattle Stadium. So, representing the fine country of Iran, give it up for a flock of seagulls.
I love this song.
Representing Iran, a flock of seagulls in
Iran.
Yeah.
Iran.
Representing the fine country of Egypt, give it up for the one and only Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Doing very well in the voting.
Yeah.
Steve Martin is.
It is a dead heat on X.
Is it really?
I'm shocked. And this is the most votes we've had on Twitter in a long in a while.
It's heated. Okay.
It's a heated battle.
People love this.
Yeah.
King Tut from Steve Martin representing Egypt taking on a flock of seagulls representing Iran and Iran. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live or you're watching us there on YouTube at KISW Rock.
You put your vote in?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I put my vote
I think
vote
we voted
in.
For the same song.
In?
Yeah, flock of seagulls.
Oh.
Yeah, I went the other
one. Okay.
Will you two attest that the Iranian pistachios are that good?
They are that good.
Yeah, all right, that and the saffron.
I thought it was all hype. I'm like, that's so stupid. How good could they be? They're ridiculous.
You can bring them back from British Columbia if you're careful.
I know. That's how you do it.
I was telling people last night, and they were like, yeah, well, you don't know that.
They are.
I do.
They honestly are. Yeah.
So one of my old bosses is married to an Iranian woman. I've had them.
That's what we get. That's what we want.
Yeah, they're seriously, they are that good.
Yeah,
stupid as that is.
All right, question today. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve-O. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I live north of Spokane, Washington, and I was driving down the highway getting to work, and I was late, and I was doing about 80, and it was just a few weeks before spring break, and we had a big trip out to haul our camper over to Oregon and everything, and hauling down the road, and it's foggy. And I see something in the road, and it just looked like a little piece of road debris. By the time I got on top of it, I hit it, jumped my truck probably about a foot in the air, and I rolled to a stop about a quarter of a mile later. And then I got out and looked at my truck, and the whole front end was decimated, like the differential, all the axles were all broken. After doing some research, I realized that someone dropped a 250-pound tub of livestock mineralic. So it was almost like frozen molasses in one of those big, giant blue tubs.
Oh.
And that was a truck that we were going to tow our camper with. Luckily, I had a good friend that let me borrow his truck for that week. But, yeah, it wound up causing $21,000 in damages to my truck.
Damn. $21,000? That's not totaled?
No. It should have been because I'm still having issues to this day with it.
Yeah.
State Farm.
How long have you had the truck? Or how long ago did this happen?
This is about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Damn.
So you basically hit like a blob of molasses?
Pretty much. It was. I found pieces of the sticker, like of the brand, whatever it was, and it was it was livestock mineralic and. Describing it like frozen molasses would be the best way I could explain it.
Okay.
That is the last thing I think I would hit in my vehicle. If you gave me like a chart of things I think I would hit, that would not be on there.
I couldn't believe it. But, man, when I hit it, like I kind of seen stuff and it was almost like a little cloud. And then when I went and looked around and found like all these pieces, I mean, it was like everywhere, all over the highway, both sides, in the ditch. I even tried figuring out, like, whose truck or trailer it fell off, because he had to have noticed that. I mean, 250 pounds, that's a lot of weight.
I'm sure they noticed when they got to their farm, like, ah, crap.
I put a post on our neighbor's page on Facebook. I was like, hey, whoever left this on the highway, you can come get the pieces of it and pay for my damages.
Jesus.
Well, somebody who owns horses probably.
$21,000, man.
Jeez, a whiz.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, seriously? Should have reached out to the advocates.
Reach out to or get rid of the truck. And because if you got that much money, put a down payment on something else. It's just...
That's crazy.
That's too much damage. Hello, April. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, can you hear me?
We got you. We can hear you.
Hola. Oh, good. I haven't called before, and I'm driving and using a map, and I didn't know if it was connected. Hi. Liquor and whores.
To you.
You say that so pleasantly.
I know. Huh,
God, liquor and whores.
Hey, liquor and whores.
Yes, so this is the most recent story I have. It's not, I wasn't driving. It was my daughter. It happened on Christmas Eve, this last Christmas Eve.
Tell me she hit a reindeer.
No.
She hit grandma.
No, unfortunately. So, anyway, she was driving home from work, hit a stop sign, and then drove over that, and then proceeded to drive through a power box that was, like, the biggest power box I have ever seen in my life, and took out, like, 1,000 people's power, and we're paying for that box for the rest of my life.
Is it? And this was, you say Christmas Eve?
She's alive. Yes, Christmas Eve.
So you knocked out power on Christmas Eve to 2,000 people?
She was like, and her car was directly just on top of it. And she was still in it. Like, get out. What are you doing? And she's alive and fine, but oh my God.
How did she drive through a stop sign and onto the, like, what happened?
Was she texting?
Yes, she said her brakes went out, but her brakes, like, they were fine.
That's like her brakes did not go. No, that's what I told my parents, too. So,
what's the total on that box?
$74,000.
Oh. And are you on the hook for that?
Yep.
And what are the monthly, how do they work this out? Monthly payments, I'm guessing?
Yep, I pay $50 a month for the rest of my life.
Wow. Did the neighbors know your family was at fault for ruining Christmas?
I don't think anyone took pictures, so that's good. I don't know.
What kind of car?
We don't even live there. So they don't know us.
What kind of car was she driving?
Subaru.
Okay. All right. Well, that probably helped. Those pretty sturdy cars.
Yeah, let's put that in a commercial.
Exactly.
Well, my daughter drove through a stop sign and took out power to 2,000 people on Christmas Eve. She was fine.
The new Outback, only $70,000.
Yeah.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Mom, why did Santa visit us? Because somebody knocked out the power.
Somebody killed the power in their Subaru.
Couldn't see the roof.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
So, I wasn't the one driving. I wasn't even in the vehicle that ran it over. I was in Iraq in 08, and the truck in front of me swerved suddenly and hit a crush wire in the road, which led to a donkey on the side of the road, which has subsequently exploded, painting my truck, my gunner, and plastering the donkey's testicular member to the windshield of my Humvee.
Oh. Well, that's a hell of a... Well,
damn.
I'm not going to make that joke.
Yeah.
Miles. Wow. So was that a rigged device, you believe?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was a rigged device.
So what did they think the donkey...
The worst part about this was it had been sitting there for about 3 hours in the Iraqi sun.
Oh, so the donkey was no longer alive?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So they strapped the explosives to the donkey?
They put it inside the donkey.
Damn.
Wow. Jesus, man.
Oh, man.
That's awful.
I'll tell you what we'll do. No, you sure,
man? Put it in a donkey.
I mean, it could just be on a string on the side of the road in a box.
You know? Wow.
Jesus, God.
But I guess the point was made because he's like, right, we had goo all over everything.
Yeah. Jesus, I mean, that's man. Riding dirty or true D rider.
You got some ass?
Yeah.
Tap that ass.
And I'm glad they're fine and safe, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to imagine people, other guys and their crew made fun of them.
Oh, for sure, man.
You guys with the donkey.
You guys got the donkey, yeah.
Yeah. That donkey D.